We're joined now by retired Army Lieutenant General Don Holder. He commanded the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment of the 7th Corps, which led the drive into Iraq during the first Gulf War. In fact, that regiment was the only American unit to fight outnumbered against Iraq's Republican Guard, and he joins us from Killeen, Texas, to provide some military analysis. Welcome to the program, General Holder.
Thank you, Robert.
From your experience in opposing the Republican Guard and what you're hearing right now, is there anything at all surprising about the reports out of Iraq this time?
No, really not. The Republican Guard are well-motivated comparatively. They're comparatively well-armed, and they showed in 1991 that they will fight.
What is your understanding now as we hear reports of guerrilla attacks against American forces? What is your sense of what the Iraqis' strategy is?
That's hard to read now. It's early. It may turn out to be holding in the cities and allowing basically uncontested movement of, not uncontested, but lightly resisted, I should say, movement of U.S. forces toward those cities. We're seeing U.S. forces moving across bridges which have not been destroyed, up highways that have not been obstructed, so there's been no apparent effort to restrict mobility in that way.
And on the U.S. side, General Myers talked today about the U.S. willing to advance rapidly and leave behind these pockets that are still in the control of the Iraqi army. That assumes there's going to be a second act here later on in some of these cities, I should think.
Yeah, I think that's true. There's certainly going to be someone coming along behind the leading forces to contain those bypassed spots and negotiate their surrender or defeat later.
Well, what is your sense of the speed of this advance into Iraq? Is it radically different from what happened in 1991, and is it something new for the Army?
It's a different operation altogether. Really, the terrain is different. The objective is different. The operational design is different. I think the forces are moving very satisfactorily. The commanders are quite satisfied with it. We moved fast in 1991 as well, but that was a different sort of thing. We were moving across open desert where mobility was really quite easy. The force in operation now has had some of that, but in the river valleys they're going to be restricted to roads to a large extent.
But does the speed of this deep advance into Iraq, with fewer troops than there were in 1991 and with these cities left behind, does it expose lines of supply, say, to the advanced forces of the U.S.?
I don't know what their arrangements are for securing the routes. There are certainly measures they can take that will protect their logistics. The alternative would be to move very slowly and remove every bit of opposition, mm-hmm. and that would have a tactical penalty of losing all the advantages of a fast advance. So I'm sure that commanders on the scene are balancing that and taking steps to be sure that their supply routes are clear.
General Holder, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Don Holder, who is retired from the Army, he was the commander of the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment of the 7th Corps, which saw a great deal of action in the 1991 war against Iraq.